After one of the longest winters on record, weather is again the source of problems in the Czech Republic. The brutal cold finally gave way to warmer temperatures this week, bringing record highs on Monday. However, this dramatic change has led to high water levels in many areas of the Czech Republic, including Prague, where the devastating 2002 floods are still fresh in people's minds. Jan Pulkrabek has the story.
High water levels on many rivers in the Czech Republic have brought out fire and rescue crews, as well as the army. Around the country, people are fearing a repeat of the devastating floods that took place almost 4 years ago. The flooding has already led to the evacuation of several municipalities and even caused one death. A 5-year-old boy was found drowned around midnight on Tuesday. Apparently, he fell into a storm drain and was carried away by the raging waters. The boy's body was found several hours later by firefighters in a stream that had broken its banks. Despite this grim news, the situation is not as bad as many people fear. Petr Kopáček from the General Directorate of the Fire and Rescue Corps said that the rescue and emergency services are well prepared for the situation and have things under control so far.
Rescue Corps across the Czech Republic are prepared to deal with the floods. Firefighters in many locations are monitoring the water levels. In cooperation with the army, they are building flood barriers. At several locations, they are pumping water from flooded buildings. However, this is not a situation that the integrated rescue system cannot handle. The situation is serious but manageable with the resources currently at hand. We are not planning any extraordinary measures.
The Fire and Rescue Corps has also prepared helicopters, extra men, and thousands of sandbags just in case the situation deteriorates. Barriers have already gone up in large cities such as Ústí nad Labem, Ostrava, and Prague. Right now, the worst situation is in the village of Vestec in central Bohemia, which has been completely evacuated. But mostly, the flooding is of a local nature and not a national emergency. Petr Kopáček told Radio Prague where the most serious conditions can be expected.
The situation is currently very complicated in areas such as southern Moravia, on the Svratka, Dia and Morava rivers. We're also preparing here in Prague for the arrival of the flood wave.
How the situation will play out in Prague over the next 24 to 48 hours is something I asked hydrologue Jan Danielka from the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute.
The current water level in Prague is about 1,300 cubic meters per second. The expectation is that the level will be kept to about 1,400 to 1,500 cubic meters during the day, today and tomorrow, which should be the maximum level reached during this flood episode in Prague. The goal is to keep the water below the level of the declared highest flood warning.
And that's how the situation has been developing throughout the country. But what about the Czech capital? Well, Pavla Horáková has been finding out the situation here in Prague.
Well, I believe you can hear the splashes. That's because I'm standing just by the river Vltava in the north of Prague, just outside the Vltavská metro station. The metro station is called after the river Vltava. What I can see is that the river is rushing at quite a speed and the color of the water is distinctly brown, which is a sign it is flood water. Also, I can see logs floating on the river. Across the river, on the other bank, I can see trees which are submerged in water. I don't know if it's 50 centimeters or more, but they're growing as if out of the water. And just above me on the embankment, the anti-flood barriers are being raised. They are sort of metal fences which are designed in a way that they don't let water through, and they are anchored in the pavement. The whole system of the anti-flood barriers was installed along the Vltava River in Prague soon after the 2002 floods, which damaged the low-lying parts of Prague badly. And this is, I believe, the first time that the barriers are being raised not as an exercise, but because there is a potential danger that the Vltava might continue rising.
So that was the situation just a little while ago, and Pavla has since returned from the banks of the Vltava River, and she joins me now in the studio, Pavla.
Well, Jan, I walked along the river Vltava in the center of Prague for about an hour, and I saw that the levels of the water were higher everywhere. For example, two islands in the center of Prague looked as if they were sinking. Also, near Café Slavia, which many people may know, there's a children's playground just by the river, and I saw the climbing frames half underwater. And on the other side of the river, at Malá Strana, there's a whole restaurant garden which is underwater with only the marquees showing. Also, there's a weir between Charles Bridge and Strelecký Island, and the weir has almost disappeared. The level of the Vltava River above the weir is the same as below the weir. What is also unusual is that there are absolutely no boats on the river, because all traffic on the river has been halted. At this time of year, there would be at least a dozen of them cruising with tourists on board. And speaking of tourists, I saw so many people standing along the embankments and on the bridges taking photos of the river. Well, otherwise, on Wednesday morning, life went on as normal in Prague. And although the water level is quite high, it's far below the levels of the 2002 floods. But people are much more cautious now because the memory is still very fresh.
That's right. I was going to say the images that you mentioned there will probably be familiar to many of our listeners. But I guess the level of waters we're talking about here really aren't comparable to 2002.
Yes, indeed, Jan. At least that was the situation on Wednesday morning here in Prague.